Abstract art forms its own reality in a show currently up at the Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland Community College, entitled Abstraction. The exhibition features the work of six local artists, including Joanne Getzinger and Jan Brandt. Getzinger says she was eager to be a part of the show that highlights the wide range of styles in abstract art. As for Brandt, she feels the pieces are strengthened by their community.
I also believe that female abstractionists have been, in the past history, have been more ignored.
Well, why is that?
Because, probably because males were in charge of the galleries.
Exactly.
In fact, some people may have heard of Helma F. Klimt, who she's deceased, but her work has been up at the Guggenheim, and the response has been amazing. People have been, taking trips there to see it, and she actually has now been credited with being one of the first abstractionists, whereas before, Jackson Pollock and, many other, while great artists, they had the mantle of creating abstract art first, and women have been doing this also, and it's really nice to be under some gallery lights and be recognized, and not just solely, but with a group of women. That makes me feel even better.
So you're standing shoulder to shoulder, metaphorically, with
yes.
the other artists in their work here. Joanne, why use abstraction as a way of expressing yourself?
Well, I think it came basically from my study in music, because I studied music for probably 25 years. And the things that I do, although I don't listen to music when I make them, there is music in my mind that has some expression with the linear structure especially, and with the shapes.
There's a vibration when I'm looking at it. It's almost like there's a vibration, sound vibration coming off of it.
Yeah, it has to do with rhythm, and it has to do with some of the linear structure reminds me of a melody, for example. If you use a line, you can use it, as a straight line, as a curve, as something that moves around the space. And as it moves around the space, it changes in thickness, or it changes in, gets thinner, gets thicker. When it goes around the corner, it might get thicker, or it might get thinner. It's just in the expression of it. It's, to me, very musical. When somebody looks at it, I don't think they necessarily see that or think that, but that's always in the back of my mind.
Jen, why do you like to express your art through abstraction?
I feel that it's a way to show my imagination. I do love to draw realistically also, but to be inspired by something and then pushing it further into something that somebody has never seen this before is a challenge, and it pushes me to go further. And then also, with abstraction, you can pick whatever colors you want to convey the emotion or the mood of the piece. Whereas if things are more representational, perhaps the color palette is expected to be more natural based. I use some unnatural looking colors, but that is to show the movement and the vibrancy. Certain colors put together that are complementary, they do almost look plugged in as if they've been electrified. And so I feel that abstraction gives me more room to create.
One thing that unifies all the paintings in this show is the fact that they're paintings. We don't have abstract sculpture or what have you. So we're all dealing with this medium of paint. But there's more going on with that. Joanne, you've got wood coming out of that.
I think of mine as kind of a combination between sculpture, sculpture, drawing, and painting, because it has some elements of all of that.
So this 3D effect, is that wood or is that metal?
It's all wood, I sometimes use metal, but in these I use wood. And the interesting kind of thing about these two is that I usually make larger shaped pieces. These are on rectangles. And what I did was I took a lot of pieces that were left over after I cut out my main pieces, and these use little almost scraps that were left over that I kind of related together and put into the the piece. I didn't cut them out, especially for this, but I had many, many pieces, and I just took them all and laid them out in different ways and came up with what you see there.
I'll bet you're one of those people that you could just go to the fridge, find a bunch of leftovers, and then make the best frittata on the planet.
Well, I do that, but it's not always the best.
Well, Dan, you have texture going on in your work. I've restrained myself, but I desperately just want to run my fingers lightly over it because the painting, there's wonderful, may I say, blobs,
yes,
of paint, and it's just wonderful that it's just coming out at you. Mm-hmm.
It's very three-dimensional, even though it would be considered a painting. That's kind of messing with that idea of either a flat painting, that plane of a painting, or you start to come out as a relief, which Joanne's could be considered sort of a relief, would you say? And these aren't quite coming out that far, but they do invite. They're very tactile.
Yes.
And one of the reasons that I used more dimensional paint in that is these abstract paintings that I'm doing now are actually an evolution of the fiber art.
Yeah, I was wondering because it reminds me of the fiber art that you've created. It's almost like a family portrait of the fiber
art. It is. And this is a great sort of homecoming because when I had a show here, I had the whole gallery filled with fiber art and people saw those photos and it was very wonderful for me, the recognition I got, and that show, those shows have traveled all over, but then some people said, we want to give you a show, but we aren't set up for fiber art. Can you do paintings? Sure, I can do paintings. So I'll do anything to get in a show. So they do have a very, there are even some things that might look woven as in a painting or stitching. It was a nice opportunity to try something new.
So the fiber has informed the painting. Will the painting return the favor and inform some future fiber work?
I think it will.
Can you incorporate fiber onto the canvas and affix it with paint?
You know, I have started that. You know, I'm working on that. Some things look a little bit that I just stuck it on, and so I'm not happy with it. It has to look like it belongs somehow. So I want to do that, but I need to work further on it.
You're still abstracting.
Yes.
Okay.
I think things that come out of the canvas are important, but also you get a lot of depth in there.
Thank you.
It goes back in as well as coming out, you know.
And how do you react to Joanne's work?
Oh, well, I'm a big fan of Joanne's work. In fact, I had a collaborative show, and Joanne and I collaborated together, and that was really fun. I think our color sense is very similar. You know, we like to see what one color does when it's put next to another color, and different line weights and things like that. There's a movement there. You know, hers is more linear than mine. Mine is, as you said, more blobby.
I meant that in a good way.
In a good way, yes. I'm a big fan.
Well, you know, there's sort of a comparison, again, with music, I think, because as I'm working on mine, I think of sound, and I think of silence. And you have more sound, and I have more silence in my work.
I did get a vintage record player, and I've been listening to a lot of 70s music from old albums, loud, very loud. And I'm dancing sort of, and I, you know, some of the expressive things, I'm really, it loosens me up to listen to the music. Sometimes people have come in when I'm working on this and it concerns them a bit, but but I'm having fun.
Are you deaf?
Like you say, I'm abstracting.
That's artist Jan Brandt and Joanne Getzinger. Their work is part of Abstraction, which also features Allison Carr, Melanie Dockery, Megan Hines, and Megan Cathal Brissett. There is an artist reception October 7th at 4 p.m. at the Joe McCauley Gallery. The show is up through November 8th. I'm Laura Kennedy.